our wild thing. And he will, in fact, be calling all the action, along with a couple of our other NRL Nation commentators, that being Joel Kane and Brett Camorley, but the man himself, Mark Spud Carroll, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Richard.
We call you, mate? Yeah, very well. How are you, Mark?
Good, buddy.
Good. Look, we talk about you being the wild man and the wild thing, another one of the wild men, wild things of rugby league. Very sad to hear of the passing of Jeff Robinson. You didn't play against Jeff, did you?
No, I didn't, but I guarantee you, he was one of my idols. I often spoke to Jeff last couple of years, actually, just to touch base, and so I know he's been a bit crook, and just to say, mate, he was one of my favourite players, and he was sort of struck back because he said, myself and the Chief were his favourite two players, so that was pretty cool, because he was a guy who used to, as I try and tell all these young blokes, run from the back fence and run as hard as you can, you won't get hurt. That was Jeff Robinson.
Yeah, it certainly was the wild man. And they will be wearing black armbands, and there will be a minute's silence before their game on Saturday, the Bulldogs, which is great to hear. Look, the other one that's certainly been a hot topic this week, Trent Robinson has come out and backed Wayne Bennett, calling for a bit of an overhaul of the NRL's use of the sin bin. Bennett was saying a little bit of overreach, particularly highlighted by two blokes being sent off in that game last weekend. You think they're, too many are being sent to the sin bin this season?
Well, I think you've got two of the superior coaches voicing their opinion. I fully agree. Even a set of six, ring that bell. I mean, what the hell for? It could be after five tackles if you're not a set of six. But some of these tackles, like that one on the weekend, Abby Coruscant, you can see his face in not really amazing, in shock to say, mate, they're in the bin. All he did was pick the flag up and threw him on his back.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting one. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens this weekend. Okay, game one tonight. You're calling it along with Brett Camorley and Joel Kane. All the action right here. Our coverage starts at 7 o'clock from Combank Stadium. Parramatta taking on the Rabbitohs. I think the board of Parramatta are meeting next Tuesday night. They still haven't sorted out. I think Trent Barrett's, displayed his frustration at trying to find out who's going to be the coach next season. You got any thoughts on who will be the coach for Parramatta next year?
I would push the Trent Barrett, but I have no idea. The thing is, typical Parramatta, they couldn't organise a chook raffle.
Yeah.
They're always so far behind. But Souths at Parramatta's home stadium, Latrell back, conference, he's playing in the centres. I think Souths can keep the momentum going, so we'll go to the Bunnies.
Yeah, I'm going with you, the Bunnies, on that one. The early game tomorrow night, we're covering that one. Brett Camorley, Jimmy Smith, Justin Horro, all the action from 8 o'clock. The game's being played in Coffs Harbour. The Sharks take on the Titans. Cronulla obviously looking to back in the winner's circle following that Golden Point loss to the Dogs. That was a good game. And the Gold Coast fresh off the bye, boosted with the return of AJ Brimson. I'm going the Sharkies.
I'll go the other way. I'll go Titans.
You're going the Titans.
Also, Dave Fifita's got probably a point to prove. Not as if I care about the Queensland side, but he probably needs to be there. So I expect a big game from him.
Okay, the late game tomorrow night, the Broncos at home at Suncorp Stadium to the Panthers. This will be a blockbuster. Both sides losing last week. Walsh, Carrigan and Haas all return after being rested. Corey Oates back from injury. No Stags for personal reasons. And the Panthers, a host of Origin stars back. This will be a great game. I'm going for the home team, the Broncos, up at Suncorp.
Well, I'm going the opposite. I think Panthers, Storm Harley was two games in a row, and I think they've got their some players back, as in soldiers. The Penrith Soldiers, I think they'll do the job.
Okay, the Penrith Soldiers. The early game on Saturday at a Coors Stadium. It's a 3 o'clock kickoff. The Bulldogs taking on the Warriors. As I said, the Bulldogs will be wearing the black armbands. There will be a minute's silence before the game. Both sides coming off wins last week. Connor Tracy back from concussion. Kurt Mann back on deck from suspension. No changes to the New Zealand side that beat the Broncos. I'm going with the home team, the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I think I want to go the same, Rich. They're not travelling, are they? The Dutch have been the Kiwis. They win at home. When they come here, they still lose everything. So we'll go to the Bulldogs and think the emotion of the day.
The 5:30 game tomorrow at Leichhardt, the Tigers taking on the Storm. The Tigers all over the shop at the moment and obviously desperate for another win after getting thrashed by the Chooks last week. Benji's made a few, well, it's a bit of a shake-up to try and get off the bottom of the ladder. Harry Grant being rested for a second week. Ryan Pappenhausen is back from that foot injury. Going with the Storm, the ladder leaders.
Yeah, I'd agree with the players coming back. They have the instruments that other players out there to get Grant up a bit of a rest. Fantastic this time of year, and I think they'll perform.
Okay, the late game on Saturday up in Townsville at Queensland Country Bank Stadium. Cowboys take on Manly, your old team. North Queensland riding high after upsetting the Panthers last week, and a number of Origin stars also back. Manly fresh off the bye, and Tommy Turbo named in the centres. Interesting. And of course, all their Origin stars are back. Who do you like here? I'm going with the Cowboys.
Well, I've got a stick with Manly. I think, as you said, Origin boys back. Big Tommy out the centres, not his favourite position, but he's done a fantastic job. And the thing is, the Cowboys, they've still got super buys left, so they're going to be in the mix, but I think Manly should get them.
All righty. The early game on Sunday at Allianz Stadium, the Roosters take on the Dragons, both sides coming off big wins last week. For the Chooks, without Joey Manu, who'll miss up to a month with that foot injury. Apparently a couple of fractures after suffering two fractures in his hand. And the Red V welcome back Zach Lomax after being rested from Origin. I'm going with the Roosters. Who do you like?
Well, I've got to catch up, I think, on this competition. So I'll go to the Dragons. It's shown some good form. Lomax back. Mate, it's a big game against the Roosters. Yeah. It's very hard because I think Hargraves is 307 games.
Yep.
I'm in catch-up mode, so I'm going to go to the Dragons.
Okay, he's going the Dragons. The final game in round 18 of the NRL. It's the 4 o'clock, the telly game down in Canberra. It'll be chilly down there. The Green Machine will be desperate. Having lost their last three matches, and they take on the mighty Red and Blues, the Newcastle Knights, who had a good win last week and welcoming back their captain well ahead of schedule, Kalyn Ponga, back at fullback for the Knights. I'm going for my team, the Knights.
Yeah, it's good for your side that Kalyn is back. I think this time of year, these conditions, mate, as a player, so cold at me, so I'm going to go to the Raiders.
Now, they've got this Try July thing, Sportsbet. You know, they're donating money for every try. Look, you did score a few tries. Did you ever have a special thing you did when you scored a try? Did you jump up and go crazy or do anything?
I think the best thing I had, Richard, when I scored a try was a smile. It wasn't very often.
But isn't it nice to see people happy when they're scoring a try rather than looking aggro? You see so many players.
That's so good. So good. No, we've got some great scorers too. Some of these wingers, the way they
support
their body around it's amazing to watch.
But
it should be good. Good week at the footy, so enjoy.
Yeah, exactly.
See you next week.
I look forward to it, mate. Good calling over the weekend, Mark Spud Carroll. He will be calling the game tonight along with Brett Camorley and Joel Kane. All the action from this coverage starts at 7 o'clock tonight at the Parramatta Rabbitohs game from CommBank. Good calling, Mark Spud Carroll.